Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, elections in Wisconsin and Florida provide early warning signs to former President Donald Trump and Republicans. Second, lawmakers take decisive action following a report that the Small Business Administration failed to investigate 2 million alleged COVID aid fraudsters during the Biden administration. Third, Donald Trump is set to announce reciprocal tariffs, a risky move that could significantly reshape the American economy. Finally, Michigan lawmaker Mallory McMorrow has announced her bid for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat. In Wisconsin and Florida, recent elections have served as a potential bellwether for the Republican Party and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Susan Crawford, backed by national Democrats and liberal donors, secured a significant victory over the conservative judge endorsed by Trump. Despite Trump's previous win in the state, this election saw a shift towards the left, notably in key areas like Sauk County and suburban Milwaukee counties. Crawford's win is being interpreted as a rebuke of Trump's early months in office, with voters expressing dissatisfaction with his policies and the influence of figures like Elon Musk. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republicans managed to hold on to two pro-Trump House districts, but the margins were significantly narrower than in previous elections. Randy Fine's victory in the 6th District was less decisive than anticipated, indicating potential vulnerabilities for Republicans in what were considered strongholds. These results suggest a growing challenge for the GOP as they navigate Trump's polarizing influence and the evolving political landscape. These developments are crucial as they hint at the potential for Democrats to capitalize on discontent with Trump's administration in upcoming elections. The results in Wisconsin and Florida could signal a shift in voter sentiment, potentially impacting the GOP's strategy and the dynamics of future political contests. As the political landscape continues to evolve, both parties will need to reassess their approaches to engage voters effectively. In other news, lawmakers are responding to a report that the Biden-era Small Business Administration failed to probe 2 million alleged COVID aid fraudsters. This revelation has prompted calls for increased oversight and accountability to prevent misuse of federal funds, an issue that resonates strongly with conservative values of fiscal responsibility and government transparency. Lawmakers push for accountability in COVID aid fraud scandal. In a significant move, the respective chairs of the Small Business Committee in both the House and Senate are unveiling legislation aimed at addressing the approximately 2 million likely fraudulent pandemic aid applications flagged in a recent government report. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa and Representative Roger Williams of Texas, both Republicans, are set to introduce the SBA Fraud Enforcement Extension Act. This bill seeks to extend the statute of limitations to 10 years for fraud related to the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant and the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, both established in 2020. The Government Accountability Office recently released a report highlighting the Biden-era Small Business Administration's failure to thoroughly investigate these alleged fraud cases. Despite implementing a four-step fraud management process, the SBA Inspector General was unable to fully probe two-thirds of the risk referrals due to incomplete or incorrect information provided by the agency. This revelation has raised concerns about the effective use of over $1 trillion in loans signed or guaranteed for more than 10 million small businesses. Senator Ernst has expressed her determination to hold accountable those who exploited these relief programs, stating that criminals should not escape justice due to administrative oversights. In Iowa alone, 1,800 restaurants qualified for aid but never received it, prompting questions about the diversion of funds to fraudulent applicants. Similarly, in Texas, many restaurants faced closures despite federal aid, highlighting the critical need for stringent oversight and accountability. The proposed legislation underscores a commitment to conservative principles of fiscal responsibility and government transparency. By extending the statute of limitations, lawmakers aim to ensure that those who defrauded the system during the pandemic are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This initiative aligns with broader efforts to restore public trust and ensure that taxpayer dollars are used appropriately in times of national crisis. As this legislation moves forward, it could lead to significant shifts in how federal aid programs are managed and scrutinized, potentially impacting future policy decisions. The focus on accountability and transparency may resonate with voters who prioritize responsible governance and the safeguarding of public funds. Next up, Donald Trump is set to announce reciprocal tariffs, a bold decision that could have far-reaching implications for the American economy. Trump's reciprocal tariffs, a risky economic gamble. In a highly anticipated move, former President Donald Trump is set to announce a series of reciprocal tariffs, marking what he calls Liberation Day. These tariffs aim to boost American manufacturing by imposing taxes on imports from countries he accuses of unfair trade practices. However, economists warn that this strategy could lead to a downturn, threatening the economy and straining international alliances. This decision builds on Trump's previous tariffs, including a 25% tax on auto imports and expanded tariffs on steel and aluminum. The new tariffs will target a wide range of goods, from pharmaceutical drugs to computer chips. The administration claims these measures will generate $600 billion annually, the largest tax increase since World War II. The rationale behind these tariffs is to encourage domestic production and create factory jobs, aligning with conservative values of self-reliance and economic nationalism. However, critics argue that the tariffs could lead to higher consumer prices and economic stagnation, with estimates suggesting a 20% universal tariff could cost households an additional $3,400 to $4,200 annually. As the tariffs are implemented unilaterally, without congressional approval, they have sparked criticism from Democratic lawmakers. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has labeled the move as a tactic to fund tax cuts for the wealthy, while former Biden advisor Heather Boushey points out that previous tariffs failed to deliver the promised manufacturing boom. Despite the concerns, the White House remains confident, with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt declaring the tariffs a step towards restoring America as a manufacturing superpower. However, international partners, like the European Union and Canada, are preparing countermeasures, highlighting the potential for escalating trade tensions. The introduction of these tariffs could lead to significant shifts in the global economic landscape, potentially affecting U.S. priorities and the broader political scene. As the situation unfolds, the impact on consumer sentiment and international relations will be closely watched, determining the long-term viability of Trump's aggressive trade strategy. Mallory McMorrow enters U.S. Senate race in Michigan. State Senator Mallory McMorrow has officially announced her candidacy for Michigan's open United States Senate seat, marking her as the first prominent Democrat to enter the race. This announcement positions McMorrow as a key contender in what is expected to be one of the most competitive and costly races in the 2026 election cycle. At 38, McMorrow is seen as a rising star within the Democratic Party, having gained national attention for her outspoken stance on social issues. Her decision to run comes at a critical time as Democrats aim to maintain their hold on the Michigan seat, amidst Republican efforts to expand their current 53-47 majority in the Senate. McMorrow has made it clear that she intends to distance herself from established national Democratic leaders, advocating for a new generation of leadership to counter former President Donald Trump's policies. Her campaign emphasizes a need for fresh strategies to appeal to voters who have previously supported Trump, particularly in a state he once won. The Michigan Senate race is drawing significant attention due to its potential to influence the balance of power in the Senate. With U.S., Representative Haley Stevens and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel also considering runs, the Democratic primary is expected to be highly competitive. On the Republican side, former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers is anticipated to run again after narrowly losing to Democrat Alyssa Slotkin in the 2024 Senate race. This sets the stage for a contentious battle in a politically pivotal state. McMorrow first entered the state legislature in 2018 and gained national recognition in 2022 for a passionate floor speech defending LGBTQ+ rights. Her advocacy for gun control and reproductive rights has positioned her as a progressive voice within the party, resonating with younger voters seeking change. As the race unfolds, McMorrow's candidacy could reshape the Democratic strategy in Michigan and potentially influence broader national political dynamics. Her focus on appealing to disaffected Trump voters may prove critical in a state that continues to be a battleground. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.